For the last three lessons, I left the book of James and taught three other lessons. I pray that they were a blessing to you. I felt compelled by the Spirit to do so. Today, I'm back into the second chapter of the book of James. Oh, what a book this is. James is a great inspired writer sent from God to write things to help us. So today I'm going to read verses 12 and 13. In verse 12, James says, "So speak you, and so do, as they that shall be judged by the law of liberty." By the law of liberty. I like that. Did you know today we are living in the light of God's judgment? And we cannot please God in this life if our conduct violates the golden rule. When we face the judgment day, the same rule will be in effect. Therefore, James exhorts us, so speak, so do, as those who are to be judged by the law of liberty. The Christian is not under the Mosaic law. Since Christ came, we are under the law of liberty. We are freed from the petty details of the old law. And now, we are to be judged by the law of Christ. Thou shalt love thy Lord thy God with all of your heart, and with all of your soul, and with all of your mind. And thou shalt love your neighbor as yourself. This is both more stern and more milder than the Mosaic law. It is a deeper going judgment than that of man, for it will penetrate to the temper and the tongue and the motives. On the other hand, it sweeps away all anxiety, questioning as to the exact performance of each separate precept. If there be in you the true spirit of love to God and love to man, that is accepted as the real fulfillment of the law. The New Testament judgment is clearly stated, "He shall have judgment without mercy that has shown no mercy." Jesus supports this position in Matthew chapter 6 and verse 14. Jesus said, "For if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses." Even so, God is still a God of mercy, and mercy rejoices after judgment, triumphs over judgment. In the light of these truths, one can only pray, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me, and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me. Let me not sin by being partial to the rich or by despising the poor. Teach me to judge my conduct in the light of your word. Let me not be guided by my own fears or by the prejudice of the day in which I live. Lead me in the paths in which I ought to go. Then shall I come before you unafraid." And then in verse 14, James says, "What does it profit, my brethren, though a man say he has faith and have not works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, Depart in peace, be ye warmed and fed, notwithstanding you give them not those things which are needful to the body, what does it profit? Even so faith, if it has not works, is dead, being alone." I'd like to look at verse 15 and 16. Our Lord and Master Jesus Christ spoke about some of these same things in Matthew, the 25th chapter, beginning at 31. This is red letter stuff. This is God talking. And God says, "When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. And before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divides his sheep from the goats." If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.